Health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Let's see. There is some breaking news here. Let's see how important it is. New York Post. The Trump administration has won unprecedented concessions from Columbia University in a sweeping settlement, with the Ivy League University paying more than $220 million and pledging to reverse racially discriminatory practices and resolve civil rights violations against Jewish students, the Post can conclusively reveal, exclusively that is. The settlement, under which Columbia will agree to submit to independent monitoring to ensure it is complying with merit-based hiring and admissions requirements, is likely to put pressure on other schools, like Harvard, that have crossed the White House over tolerance of extreme Jew hatred on campus since October 7, the attack by Hamas against Israel. Isn't it funny, though, but this Khalil, one of the ringleaders at Columbia, he's here, meeting with Democrats, treated as some kind of a conquering hero. The resolution comes after just 4 months of negotiations between Columbia and Trump, striking a stark contrast with Harvard, which decided to drag the administration into court for stripping the school of $2.6 billion in grants and other funding. No matter what this lower court does with Harvard, it'll eventually be appealed, and I believe it'll be substantially upheld what the administration is doing. A source familiar with the negotiations noted that $400 million yanked from Columbia in March, when talks began, would have snowballed to affect billions of dollars of university research grants and other funding. In addition to paying the feds $200 million to settle the discrimination claims, Columbia will also fork over more than $20 million to Jewish employees who were discriminated against in fierce anti-Semitic demonstrations that followed the Hamas attack. I think the real benefit out of this isn't all the money, but now Columbia is now being forced to take a position should this happen again. And the Trump administration is touting the employee sum as the largest public settlement of its kind in nearly 20 years and the highest for any victims who's lodged a Title VI complaint. Now, Columbia has also agreed to end all programming that discriminated against faculty or students, bringing it into full compliance with the Supreme Court's 2023 decision banning race-based affirmative action, and create some yet-to-be-announced faculty positions in the name of broadening intellectual diversity. In other words, you know, like normal people, conservatives. The settlement further calls for Columbia to maintain a trained security force blocking demonstrations in academic spaces and coordinate with the NYPD to prevent a repeat of the takeover of Hamilton Hall by anti-Israel riot. They're not anti-Israel. They're pro-Hamas. They're pro-Hamas rioters, just like this guy Khalil is pro-Hamas, just like the Democrats that embraced him. They're pro-Hamas, just like their media. They're pro-Hamas. We've got to get these terms right. Disciplinary rules will no longer be governed by the Faculty Senate, but rather by the Office of the Provost. On Tuesday, Columbia announced that dozens of students were going to be suspended or penalized, and a handful expelled, for a recent disruptive library demonstration, an anti-Israel tent encampment that engulfed the campus last year. The university's admissions office will step up vetting for foreign applicants, quiz potential students about their reasons for wanting to study in the U.S., and share the data with the feds, while Columbia's reliance on international enrollment will be cut back. As part of its participation in the Federal Student and Exchange Visitor Program, the school will now be expected to report any disciplinary actions to those holding visas, including suspensions, expulsions, or arrests. Experts also supposed to consult with administrators to prevent the threat of terrorist financing or other illicit funds flowing to the school. You know, this is basic stuff. You shouldn't even have to force it, but it's basic stuff. But kudos to this administration. By God, can you imagine the prior administration? Now, regional programs, specifically the Center for Palestine Studies, the Institute for Israel and Jewish Studies, Middle East, South Asian and African Studies, the Middle East Institute and Learning Hubs in Tel Aviv, Israel, and Amman, Jordan, will come under strict review from the senior provost to ensure they are comprehensive and balanced. Additionally, the Morningside High School will comply with the Title IX and no longer force women to compete with biological men in sports or use their locker rooms, housing, or other facilities. Wow, this is a big deal, isn't it, Mr. Producer? Finally, most of the $400 million in federal grants, contracts, other funding yanked from the prestigious school, representing roughly 8% of its taxpayer funding, will be returned. Grant eligibility will be fully reinstated once the school implements all terms of the agreement. Now, the Trump-Columbia deal will sunset in 3 years, and a resolution monitor will provide semi-annual reports on the university's compliance. This agreement marks an important step forward after a period of unsustained federal scrutiny and institutional uncertainty, said Columbia Acting President Claire Shipman. Remember, she's a reporter. The settlement was carefully crafted, blah, blah, blah. Leaked terms of the negotiations in recent weeks have revealed that Columbia was willing to release its admissions and hiring data to the administration and pay the $200 million fine after concerns were raised about its failure to comply with the Supreme Court's 2023 ruling. The Supreme Court in 2023 ruled that you can't use affirmative action, to be blunt, in admissions. And so these schools say, okay, and they call it something else, and they do it anyway. And they do it anyway. So the story goes on, but you get the gist of this. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. There's more, but I think that pretty much covers it, at least for now. And so kudos to the administration. Now, they need to keep the pressure on, and I'm sure they will, on Harvard. Harvard is looking for relief from a left-wing judge, so they may get it. But still, the pressure should be on and should remain on, and I think it will remain on with the administration anyway. So that's a good thing. Let's see here. There's more. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. Bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. I'm getting there. There is a... Actually, kind of nice piece coming out of Germany via the Jerusalem Post. Munich citizens form human chain around synagogue to protect from pro-Palestine rally. It's really not pro-Palestine. It's kill the Jews. The pro-Palestine rally was given permission to travel right past the main synagogue in the city, in Munich, posing a threat to the Jewish community. Several hundred people formed a human chain around a Munich synagogue to protect the Jewish community from a mass pro-Palestinian, as they reported, protest and a moving show of solidarity. The Friday pro-Palestinian rally, organized by the group Palestine Speaks, was given permission to travel right past the city's main synagogue, posing a threat to the Jewish community. So why was it given permission to do that? The protesters shouted, "Death to the IDF." Wave Palestinian flags, according to footage from the rally. That had to be frightening, to be there in Germany and Munich and see that stuff. According to the Jewish Forum for Democracy and Against Anti-Semitism, Hamas terror was glorified as Palestinian resistance, and German, Israeli, and French hostages held by the Islamic terror group were denounced as war criminals, you know, during the course of their peaceful march. The police weren't alone. They had 150 officers there, but hundreds of locals from various groups showed up in force to form a human chain around the synagogue. One of the groups, Munich First Bund, posted ahead of time on Facebook, "We protect our synagogue, join the human chain against anti-Semitism." The protesters were joined by a musician who sang "Stick Together" against hatred of Jews throughout the country. Holocaust survivor Charlotte Knobloch, former Munich mayor Krishna Udi, former regional bishop Susan Bright Kessler, the Social Democratic Party city councilor Mickey Wingutz, chair of the Munich First Bund Alliance, all spoke at the nearby St. Jacob's Square. Knobloch told the German paper that she believed the pro-Palestinian demonstrators chose the route and timing of the rally to specifically coincide with the Friday evening services at the synagogue. She also criticized the police for allowing it to go ahead when they did and where they did. And so the German newspaper checked with the police, and they said that there was not a sufficient indication of risk. I guess not. So Bernard Leis, city dean of the Evangelical District of Munich, wrote on Instagram why a pro-Palestinian demonstration with loud anti-Israel slogans must pass by the Munich Jakob Synagogue precisely on Friday evening at the start of the Shabbat services remains a nuisance and incomprehensible. Standing by the side of our Jewish brothers and sisters is the least we can do in the face of such hatred and incitement on the streets, said nun Sister Gisela, who formed part of the chain. In this country, Jews are being persecuted again and only because they are Jews, said Bavaria's anti-Semitism commissioner Ludwig Spanio. This is no longer a question about whether things in Israel are right or wrong. These are just demonstrations against Jews. And that's the truth. In our country, too. Now, this Palestine Speaks, the group responsible for the protest, recently launched weeks of campaigns to prevent the opening of an Israeli restaurant in Berlin. On Tuesday, it was announced that they were successful. Gila and Nancy, a joint effort by Israeli chef Ilya Shani and entrepreneur Shinar Siegel, said it canceled its launch following an anti-Israel protest. It's unpleasant, surprising, and infuriating that this backlash is coming even from Israelis. Yeah, these are self-hating Jews. It's what they are, like Leibowitz. But we will continue opening more places and telling our story to anyone who's willing to hear. Palestine Speaks and other groups said they welcome the news of this postponement, but they will only accept a permanent closure. There you have it. People protecting the synagogue. God bless them. God bless them. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider powder coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
How many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not so much for a cell phone. See, over time, the battery life fades, and it's fallen in the toilet perhaps one too many times. Fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace without feeling guilty. When you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk, text, and data, and a free Samsung phone, the scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass, and a battery that lasts all day. All on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like Pure Talk is a really good thing. You win by cutting your cell phone bill in half. They win by hiring more Americans and helping more veterans. Make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250. Say keyword Mark Levin to get your free phone today. That's #250. Say Mark Levin. Switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Listen up.
What?
The Mark Levin Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
We're going to dig into our phone calls soon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd rather hear from you than all the news that's taking place here. Now, that said, there is some remaining important news, but it's not incredibly important. The House is going to be on recess for a while. The Speaker says it has nothing to do with Epstein. The media are nuts. The media are absolutely nuts. It has nothing to do with Epstein. We're going to take a break. You know, they actually do have to start raising money and campaigning, obviously not this November, for next November. The president has asked the Senate to stay, and he should, because his appointments are getting clogged up in the Senate. If you look at these department and agencies, you know, they have the cabinet secretaries, in some cases a couple of the sub-secretaries. But again, the Democrats are trying to prevent President Trump from appointing senior officials throughout the government. They did this in his first term as well. So that's problematic. Here we have Mike Lindell. You know, Mike Lindell's a very nice man. Whether you agree with him or not, his positions and so forth, he means well. He has been a supporter of the president. And I have some good news for him to report to you from the Associated Press. Mike Lindell celebrates victory after appeals court voids $5 million award in election data dispute. Do you notice how these appeal courts have to keep overturning these federal district lower courts? And some of these radical appeals courts have to keep being overturned by the Supreme Court. We have the worst judges in history. The worst judges in history at the lower court level. The worst. The Associated Press, Minneapolis. A federal appeals court handed a victory Wednesday to Mike Lindell, ruling that the MyPillow founder does not have to pay a $5 million award to a software engineer who disputed data that Lindell claims proves the China interfered in the 2000 U.S. presidential election. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is one of the best, it's probably why it was reversed, ruled that an arbitration panel overstepped its authority in 2023 when it awarded $5 million to the engineer Robert Ziebman of Las Vegas, who took Lindell up on his Prove Mike Wrong challenge. It's a great day for our country, a jubilant Lindell said in an interview. This is a big win. It opens the door to getting rid of these electronic voting machines and getting paper ballots hand-counted. Lindell, one of the country's most prominent propagators. Okay, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. A jury had ruled that Lindell defamed a former employee of a voting. There's another one. They can't just report on what happened in the case. Do you know what I mean, Rich? As part of the cyber symposium Lindell hosted in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in 2021, he offered $5 million for anyone who could prove that the packet captures and other data he released were not valid data from the 2020 election. So Ziebman, or whatever, entered a 15-page report that he said proved the data wasn't what Lindell claimed. Contest judges declined to declare Ziebman a winner, so he filed for arbitration? Seriously? Under the contest rules, a panel of three arbitrators, including one named by Lindell, concluded Ziebman had satisfied the rules and they gave him $5 million. U.S. District Judge John Thunheim affirmed the award. Notice they don't say who appointed him. I can only guess. He expressed concern about how the arbitrators interpreted what he called a poorly written contract, but he said courts have only limited authority to overrule arbitration awards in order to Lindell to pay. But the appeals court ruled today the arbitrators went beyond the contractual language of the official contest rules in deciding how to construe them, instead of sticking to the document itself. The appeals court said the rules were unambiguous, even if they might have favored Lindell. So here the rules in the contract favored Lindell, but the trial court didn't like it. Whatever one might think of the logic of the panel's reasoning, it is contrary to Minnesota law, fair or not, agreed to contract terms may not be modified by the panel or by this court. And so, the appeals court overturned. Now, this guy Ziebman's attorney, Brian Glazer, urged people to read the arbitrator's decision. Why should we? It was overturned. Why should we? It was overturned. I would recommend if you read or care to read, I don't, but if you care to read anything, you should read the appellate court's decision, because it'll incorporate some of what the arbitrator said. But arbitrators, you know, they're just three, sometimes, typically, lawyers, but maybe anybody for that matter, depending on what's required, what's agreed to. Not particularly special. Probably had to spend $2-3 million to fight the $5 million verdict. Something to that effect. That's my guess. Excuse me. Let's try and slip in a call here if we have a minute. Maybe not. Lance, 45. Lance in Montana, KJJR, go. Go,
yes,
Lance.
Sir. Thanks,
yes,
Mark.
Sir.
Hey, as we all know, I'm just a dirty nail bender, so I'm not that bright. But it seems to me if we were to take a 200-member staff and tens of millions of dollars of annual budget from a useless tit who is in the basement of ratings and give it to, say, the Mark Levin Show, who does everything with 3-4 people, a fistful of dollars, could you imagine the cutting-edge, laser-focused information stream we could bring to the globe?
You're good. You're good. Can you imagine, Mr. Producer, if I had 200 people working for me? First of all, I wouldn't want it. I've got two, Mr. Producer, Mr. Call Screener.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/talk. That's ETHOS.com/talk. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35. On KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Sue McLean from the Sue McLean News Hour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Mark
Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Well, summer is all sunshine, smiles, road trips, beautiful. I love the summer. So, of course, the hot weather wreaks havoc on your engine. Before you know it, you're waiting for roadside assistance and paying for costly repairs. Now, this happens to a lot of people. A lot of people. With CarShield, the heat doesn't have to rob you of your summer fun. Broken AC, electrical problems. These are common when the heat is on, and they're very, very expensive to fix, very inconvenient. Now's the time to put your faith in America's most trusted vehicle protection company, CarShield. I do, and shield yourself from pricey summer breakdowns. It's almost like a concierge service. It really is. They take all the weight off your shoulders and put it on their own, and they have experts who are used to dealing with things like this. They really do. CarShield's U.S.-based representatives are available to help you find the best options for your vehicle to fit your budget. And that's the other thing that makes them different. Let them know what your budget is, or ask them what can and cannot be covered, and they'll do the very best they can for you. The very best they can. Plus, if you call today, CarShield is offering 20% off your plan. That is a big deal, as I tell you every time. That is a lot of discount, 20%. Just call 800-995-4766, 800-995-4766. Get your free quote. Check it out. Don't sweat this summer. Choose CarShield. Get 20% off right now. Give them a call. They're there. 800-995-4766. Hello. Hello. 800-995-4766. Or go to carshield.com/Levin, carshield.com/LEVIN. Again, 800-995-4766. Don't wait till you break down. The point is to have this coverage so when you do break down, you're protected. 800-995-4766. Don't forget, folks, if you can this evening, run over to Amazon.com, order your deeply discounted copy of On Power. This is what Amazon does when they think a book's going to be very high up on its release date. They're about selling quantity, as many books as they can. And the discount is 27%. So the book is under $20. It's a very, very good value. It really is. And I don't want you to miss out on this. So even think ahead to different holidays or birthdays or events and so forth. It's the perfect book for that. It's also the perfect book for you, another family member, a son or a daughter, a grandson or granddaughter. You know, help people open their eyes and try and counter all the radical left-wing kook stuff that's going on out there. But this is a different kind of book. I think you can tell from our discussion over the past many weeks on Power. I'm telling you now, people are already using it without citing me. That's okay, but I write in a unique way. The issues I take on are unique. They're not typical of this genre, talk radio. They're not typical of cable TV. So when you hear me talk about it, or I've written about it, you hear other people talk that way, you know where they got it from. What will be your book? On Power. I know you're going to love it. Under 20 bucks. Seriously, what else can you get for under 20 bucks? Not a ton. And you can keep that book forever. So I just want to encourage you to get over to Amazon.com and grab it. Grab it. All right, let's go to Marshall, Hamilton, Montana. Getting a lot of calls out of Montana. Marshall, on the Mark Levin app, how are you?
Great, Mark. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir.
It's nice to talk to you. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Well, congratulations on your book. I'm excited to read it.
Thank you.
I read your last two.
You'll like
Anyways,
this one.
What I wanted to say was I want to encourage you to keep going on your tirade against these like in the closet, now out of the closet influencers. I mean, we see what's going on in the Middle East and Africa with all these Christians and Jews, and it's just all these people, they're not saying anything about this.
These African Christians in Nigeria, in the Congo, in Sudan especially, and other places, are being slaughtered by the Islamists. Slaughtered. The Christians and Druze in Syria are being slaughtered by the Islamists. the Jews in Israel, you know the story, slaughtered by the Islamic. It's always the same perpetrators. The people marching in our streets, the Marxists and the Islamists. The same perpetrators all over the world. And I will continue to be a voice fighting this, as I will be a voice fighting the isolationists who would have us surrender to this. Never going to happen on my watch. At least I'm going to fight it every step of the way. Go ahead.
Well, and these people, these fake influencers, they say things on their, like, in their videos and whatnot about how people who believe like you, like, I'm a crusader Christian. I want to stand up against this stuff. It's terrible. It's evil. And this is what I stand against. And they want to call people like me who stand against these jihadis that I'm a, like, an Islamophobe. No, I'm not Islamophobic.
No, and a warmonger.
Yeah, no kidding, right? And I see what they
so
say about
stupid.
Islam. It's ridiculous.
It's so stupid. Well, you keep being what you are, man. And we need many, many more of you. And God bless you, Marshall. Don't hang up. You're going to get a copy of On Power, signed version. When I get my copies, so I can sign and provide them to you. So don't hang up. We'll get your address, Marshall. Thank you. Let's keep going. Let's go to Robert, Brooklyn, New York, the great WABC. Robert, how are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, I'm just wondering, this horrific Mamdani, he became a citizen in 2018. So
no, he didn't become a citizen. He was a permanent resident. That's not a citizen yet, and I believe it was more recent than 2018, but go ahead.
Right. So, but within 5 years of his being naturalized, if he has anything to do with communism or terrorists like Hamas, can't the Department of Justice revoke his citizenship and get him out of here?
Well, you can't just revoke citizenship. It doesn't work that way. But the answer is he's not a citizen yet, and he can be deported. They're trying to deport him, the Secretary of State. That's what the whole point is. He's trying to deport him under a provision of the immigration law that a judge will not enforce. Thank you for your call, sir. Waterbury, Connecticut, XM Satellite, Ken. How are you?
Good evening, sir. It's a blessing to be able to speak to you, Mark.
Thank you, Ken.
Quick, a couple of things. The hypocrisy of the Democratic Party just cracks me up, and they prove themselves as being idiots every day. Like, could you imagine, like, you know, this fool running for mayor for New York? Could you imagine a far-right Republican running for mayor and saying, oh, death to Islams, because don't ever forget 9/11, look what they did to our city,
right,
and blah, blah. They would go nuts over that.
You're
and
right.
The same thing, like, when they made fun and disrespected the Last Supper with a bunch of transgenders, could you imagine if they did that with the Quran and Muhammad?
Nope.
Oh, they would flip out.
You're right.
Flip out.
Yep,
and I'm just
you're 100%
so
right.
Tired of their talk.
And tell me something, this guy Mamdani, the things he has said, he's not that different from a Klansman. I understand he doesn't wear a white hood and a white robe. He's not that different from a Klansman. The things that he has said. Same with this Khalil. He won't condemn Hamas. Meanwhile, he claims he's not Hamas. They've got all kinds of connections between him and the Hamas messaging and so forth and so on. And he's celebrated by Democrats. And he's celebrated by judges. It is shocking what this country has turned into, and it's only going to get worse if we don't speak out. So I'll forever speak out. Thank you for your call, my friend. I appreciate it. Let's keep going. Robert Chester, Connecticut, on XM Satellite. Robert, how are you?
Well, good evening, Mark. It's good to speak with you, as always. And
Thank you.
I told your call screener that I was thrilled to see the headline today about Columbia having to pay out $220 million for violating Jewish students' civil rights. And on the face of it, that's great news. But it actually points to a bigger thing that I think that you have been a big part of course, Mr. Trump as well, with regards to trying to change the wasteful spending going on in these colleges using our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things I ask any congressional candidates in this godforsaken state of Connecticut is, what are you going to do to reduce the cost of government? And that, I ask that at the city level, at the council level, at the congressional level, wherever else it might be. These clowns have forgotten that there are people out there like the guy who called in earlier talking about being a nail bender. Those people mm-hmm. work really hard for their money, and mm-hmm. it's not fair, it's not appropriate that these politicians are out there spending it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The other stuff they spend it on is unbelievable, too. All right, don't hang up, brother. We want to get you a signed copy of On Power. Ladies and gentlemen, the only way to get a signed copy is our two remaining book signings and our Reagan Library book signing. That's it. So Saturday, August 2nd, it's almost here. August 2nd is almost here, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Books and Greetings, located in Northvale Square, Northvale, New Jersey. We're very excited about this. It's a brand new location for us, family-owned, independent bookstore. We like to do one of those when I do my books, and I don't do more typically than three book signings. And also the next Saturday, August 9th at 10 a.m., Barnes & Noble, the Spectrum at Reston Town Center in Reston, Virginia. That is a brand new Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble has expanded. I want to salute them. They've been very supportive of this book. And I want to salute the family-owned independents out there, like Books and Greetings in Northvale, New Jersey, which is why we're going there. It's a wonderful little town. Reston's a wonderful town, too. And I hope to see in these places. And at the Reagan Library, while there's no more room in the main auditorium, or I think even in the overflow, they're still allowing people to come and get their book signed. If you're interested in that, you go to their website at the Reagan Library. You can check that out. So that be about that. And the book promotion will begin starting Friday. I'll be doing a segment with Hannity. And then Sunday, he'll be interviewing me for the full hour. And then we're off to the races. I will be in New York doing programs there Sunday. Fox and Friends in the morning, obviously, Sunday. Monday, Fox and Friends. And then what is the other show, Mr. Producer? Outnumbered, I'm sorry, which is a wonderful show. I've never done it before. Outnumbered, I'll be doing that program. Then heading back to do a whole slew of radio interviews with our wonderful affiliates. I'm very honored that these affiliates are interested in doing this, and also a number of syndicated radio hosts and radio programs, a bunch of friends. So we'll really, really be taking off. You can jump ahead. You can get ahead of this. Pre-order your book at Amazon.com, which is deeply discounted. It's under $20. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Kick off your week with straight up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Well, 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 July is here, and that means it's time to celebrate the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the United States of America. Let me tell you something. Birthdays aren't just about fireworks and barbecues. The greatest gift we can give this country right now is to stand up and defend her. That's exactly why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, exists. AMAC fights every single day to protect the foundational values that built this nation. And in honor of America's birthday, they've got an incredible offer. 5 full years of membership. Hey, hey, stay with me. 5 full years of membership with the Association of Mature American Citizens for $35. That's right. 5 years of standing with patriots, receiving their outstanding magazine, access to unbelievable benefits and discounts, and being part of a national movement to restore common sense in this country. Folks, don't sit on the sidelines. Grab this offer. Trust me, grab it. Go to amac.us/Levin right now. amac.us/LEVIN. Let's give America the gift of more patriots.
Looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Hillsdale, baby, do you ever just want to turn off the news and ignore politics? Of course you do. From time to time, you need to clear your head. I do it too. It can be overwhelming. But we're citizens of a republic that needs our support, so we take these respites, but we can't take long vacations from what's taking place. Because we need to look at what's taking place and run it through our understanding of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution to make sure we're on the straight and narrow. Now, that's why I'm so excited that Hillsdale College is offering a brand new, free online course called The Federalist. This is perfect. The Federalist Papers were written primarily by James Madison and Alexander Hamilton. And together they explain how the United States Constitution established a government strong enough to secure the rights of citizens, safe enough to wield that power. Hillsdale online course on The Federalist includes 10 lectures, each about 30 minutes long. And they have over 40 courses. This is just one course with 10 lectures, each about 30 minutes long, by the smartest, the best, the most articulate defenders of the Constitution. And you can take the course at your own pace, the own time that you want to take it. That's the great aspect of this. There's no cost to sign up. There's no cost, period. Go right now to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Register for free. L-E-V-I-N, Levin for Hillsdale.com. What a great college. What a great college. You hear about all these other colleges, right? That's a great college. Maria! Maria! Long Island, New York, on the Mark Levin app. How are you?
Hello.
How are you, Maria?
Good evening, Mr.
Good
Levin.
Evening. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to thank you for, I look forward to listening to you every night and podcasts, catching you wherever you are. I've learned so much. You're just promoting Hillsdale. I've taken a course already and I look forward to taking more.
Isn't it great?
And, oh yeah, it was wonderful. The totalitarian novels.
Yeah. They do a great job.
But there's so much more to learn.
And, you know, learning can be fun. It really can. I hated school. I did very well at it because I wanted to get the hell out of there as fast as I could. I didn't like it. I was fidgety. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to learn what I was interested in. Chemistry meant nothing to me. Algebra, calculus, I hated it, meant nothing to me. I knew it wasn't going to be something I would do. My brain didn't work that way. But when it came to these other things, like learning about life, people, history, ancient history, man, that just lights me up. It's weird, I know.
I'm in the mental health field, but I have...
My God, I could use you.
The world could use us, definitely. Yeah, we try. So, different interests. And history was never an interest of mine in high school. But recently, in the past decade or so, and I've been to one of the most liberal colleges there are, and I've run through the gauntlet of political ideas and, you know, ideologies, and I'm happy to be where I am now, and I thank you for, you know, giving us what you've given us. And congratulations on your book. I look forward to, I think I have it pre-ordered for Kindle.
Well, you know what? Keep the book. I'll send you a signed one. You can give it to somebody, whatever you want, Maria, because this is giving out the book day, a couple more days of doing this, just because I want to. And I want to thank you, Maria. Please don't hang up. I'm sure you're doing a lot of good for a lot of people who need your support. There's a lot of people out there that have physical and mental issues. I make fun of none of them. None of them. We have some in every family, and it's very, very important to be as supportive as you can. You know what? I learned from it. I learned from it. And it's very important. In any event, that's enough of that. Let's move on. Tom in Penrose, Colorado, the great KVOR. Go right ahead, please.
Huge fan, Mark.
Thanks,
Tom. Been following you since early days with Mark, with Sean Hannity. Get off the line, you big dope. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great times.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm 77 years old. I've been
conservative. Good for you.
My whole life. I'm a retired firefighter.
God bless
you. I served my country in the Army, and you're the kind of person that I can look up to. You're a great person. You've got a great constitutional mind. But I have one question. I got to ask this question.
Yes, sir.
These judges want to unmask all our people, all these congressmen and senators, unmask our brave border patrol. Why don't we unmask those judges that are putting out these horrendous decisions against our country?
You know what I do when they mention who they are and I've never heard of them? I literally go on to DuckDuck or Google or whatever people use. I want to see what they look like. I want to see who appointed them. I want to see their background. You all can do that, too. It's very important to know what we're dealing with here. Great call, my friend. Don't hang up. Get him a signed book, Mr. Producer. We salute all of you heroes out there. God bless each and every one of you. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.